A suicide bomber reportedly dressed in a school uniform set off a bomb that killed at least 48 students at a school in Nigeria today. The students had gathered for a morning assembly at a science college in the northeastern Nigerian city of Potiskum. A suicide bombing in the same city last week killed 30 people, and authorities are blaming the Nigerian Islamist group Boko Haram for both attacks. In a separate development, the French news agency AFP has obtained a video that appears to show the leader of Boko Haram saying, quote, "We have indeed established an Islamic caliphate." The BBC's Tami Oladipo is reporting from Lagos, Nigeria. And Tami, what other details can you tell us about the attack on the Nigerian students this morning?
It appears as if the aim was to try and kill as many people as possible, because obviously when you have the entire school gathered in one location and the bomb goes off, then that's sort of maximum damage. So that's what we know. And we also know about Potiskum, this town, that it has been targeted in the past. Schools there have been targeted by the militant group Boko Haram. We know that the group is opposed to contemporary Western-style education as well as Western systems of government and lifestyle. So it wouldn't be a surprise if it was the same group that was behind this attack.
And is there a reason that this town in particular would be targeted twice in such short succession?
Well, Potiskum is one of the major towns in the northeast of the country. It's a trading town known mostly because of it's got a huge cattle market there. So Boko Haram has been trying to expand territory across northeastern Nigeria. It controls dozens of towns at the moment, and so it's no surprise that this would be just one of its targets.
We're reading, Tami, that this bomb may have been hidden in a backpack that's the kind that students would typically wear, which sounds particularly insidious for it to be disguised in that way.
Certainly. I mean, this group has been ruthless in the way it goes about its attacks. It has even thrown explosives into school hostels. It has slit the throats of students in the past. It has kidnapped children as well. So this is not the first of its kind that we're hearing in the north. As devastating as this might be, it's not the first of its kind, and it's what people in northeastern Nigeria are having to get used to at the moment.
There are reports that soldiers rushed to the scene but were chased away by an angry crowd. Why would the public block the military from the bombing site?
Well, we can't exactly corroborate or give details on that, because it's not clear how many people were sort of putting up a resistance against the soldiers. But I think it's more because of the frustration or the feeling of helplessness that people have, wondering where the military has been. We hear stories of soldiers running away when Boko Haram fighters come their way, so not even putting up a fight in many places. So that is what is infuriating the people of these parts of the country, wondering why the authorities cannot protect them.
The Associated Press is reporting that one of the fathers of the wounded students said the school didn't have proper security. You know, that there had been a bomb apparently discovered there a few months ago, removed by an anti-bomb squad, and he's saying the school should have been fenced. But is there any indication that even fencing could have protected the school, or that this could have been anticipated?
Well, judging by what we've seen in the recent past, not even the presence of security guards in some of these schools has been enough, because the people themselves, even at home, are not safe. How much more when the children get sent to school?
Tami, at this point, with children being targeted, who is joining Boko Haram? Who supports it? Who's backing this group?
There is no open support for the group wherever you go. You wouldn't hear of anybody saying they support Boko Haram. But there's speculation as to how this group operates. Possible that there is, some kind of powerful people wherever they are supporting the group. We know that the group recruits forcibly. Also, we know that initially Boko Haram took advantage of the discontentment, the unemployment, the corruption that was going on in the country, and used that as a way to attract young people so that they could join and fight back against the system. It's not clear exactly how this recruitment drive is going, but we know that this group pays its fighters to stay on and to fight.
If it's able to pay them, where does it get its money and its weapons?
That's a big question. We know that Boko Haram has seized a lot of weapons from the Nigerian military, so we know that goes on. We know the group has been, for example, extorting people in the places where they control, so getting taxes from them or robbing banks. So that, yes, is going on, but surely there must be greater funding that the group is using to sustain itself, because it's believed it's got thousands of fighters, and so to be able to sustain those people, you need money, you need all sorts of resources, ammunition. So there is no sort of verified source we can say, but all we can do is just speculate for now.
Tommy, the video that apparently shows the Boko Haram leader claiming to have established a caliphate, it hasn't been authenticated. Some people wonder if it's propaganda, but what can you tell us about that kind of video and how common they are?
It's an open defiance in a sense. Abubakar Shekau, who's the group's leader, speaks in these videos and talks about various things. For example, you know, just his opposition to the system of government in Nigeria, or even calling out to international groups, for example, the Islamic State in the Middle East. Although it appears as if this is just a call for recognition or affirmation from the international Islamic militants, but it doesn't appear so far as if there's any sort of direct link. But this is obviously propaganda from the group trying to show how well it's doing in its own eyes.
All of this is happening, of course, as Nigeria heads towards elections. How do you see this playing out on election day?
I think the major issue really is going to revolve around security. If there will be a vote even in the Northeast, I think the Electoral Commission will probably have to get a go ahead from the security agencies as to whether or not the election can hold there. It will be an interesting time to watch. For example, here in Lagos, the commercial capital, there is a lot of business boom and a lot of investors coming in, and things seem to be moving along pretty well. So that is going on in spite of the insecurity you have in the north. So I suppose the main fear for people would be whether this insecurity can be kept away from these business hubs. Because for as long as business is going on, then the country is sort of stable. But if this insecurity interferes with business, then we'll have a whole other problem on our hands.
That's the BBC's Tommy Oladipo reporting from Nigeria. Tommy, thank you.
You're welcome.